It's the Sassanid fabrics transferred into stone. We must have it at whatever cost, wrote Kaiser Wilhelm II when he saw photographs of the Mschatta facade. Kaiser Wilhelm's wish was not so easy to accomplish. Mschatta was within the territory of the Ottoman Empire at that time and fell into the jurisdiction of the 1884 Antiquities Law established by Osman Hamdi Bey, which specified that all archaeological finds become the property of the Ottoman Empire. But because Germany had a secret antiquities agreement with the Ottoman Empire, Berlin museums had the authority to keep half of the archaeological findings they discovered in the course of their authorized investigations. This agreement relied mainly on the close personal relationship between the German archaeologist Karl Humann and Osman Hamdi Bey. After Humann's death, the negotiations became the responsibility of Theodor Wiegand, archaeologist and representative of the Berlin museums in Constantinople. Wiegand was very much determined to take the Mschatta facade to Berlin and saw Hamdi Bey as an obstacle towards achieving this goal. Theodor Wiegand was married to Marie von Siemens, one of the daughters of banker Georg von Siemens. The German Empire had strong economic ties with the Ottoman Empire in relation to the construction of railways, and the incidences of these large construction works in the middle of unexplored landscapes were often used as an opportunity for concurrent archaeological diggings. At one point, the negotiations between Wiegand and Hamdi Bey reached a dead end. The facade was brought to Berlin during the construction of the Hedjaz Railway, 1903-1904, as a present from the Ottoman Sultan Abdulhamid II to the German Kaiser Wilhelm II. On the 23rd of December 1903, the facade arrived in Berlin fragmented into 459 parts. It was provisionally installed at the Kaiser Friedrich Museum in a narrow room with poor lighting. It looked like a monument in a straitjacket. In 1932, the facade was installed within the Islamic section of the Pergamon Museum, where it remains today.